This year has been a big one for Jaguar, right? After years of her talking out against the industry, people finally started to listen to her. Just last year, people refused to listen to anything Jaguar had to say. She was looked at as a bitter failed artist who was just making things up about the biggest celebrities out of jealousy. But this year, that all changed, as many of the things that Jaguar was saying turned out to be the truth the entire time. This year, after the fall of Diddy started, Jaguar stopped looking so crazy. Those who were calling her a liar started to change their tune and began to praise Jaguar for her bravery. I myself have supported her since the first time I heard her speak. But today, I have to admit that I saw Jaguar say some things that caught me by surprise and have left me with so many questions. Now, I'm forced to wonder, what side is Jaguar Wright really on? And by the end of this video, you will see exactly why I say this. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be going over some questionable comments Jaguar has made in her interviews. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know that I just dropped a new Patreon exclusive about the elite who travel to other countries to hook up with kids. If you're one of my Patreon members, make sure you check it out after this one. The link will be in the comments and the description. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. I want to make it clear that I am not at all coming at Jaguar Wright with this video. I appreciate what Jaguar Wright has been doing, as it's clear what she's doing is very important work. As a former artist who was signed to a major label at one point, she has an inside look when she talks about these things. When she makes claims about Jay-Z, it's coming from a first-hand experience. She actually worked with Jay-Z and Diddy during her years in the industry. Two very powerful men that she should be afraid of speaking negatively about. But she's not. She tells it all and exposes what's really going on. I respect that, and I appreciate that. Most people who were once in the industry wouldn't say anything negative about people like Jay and Diddy because they don't want to ruin their opportunities to be invited back in. Jaguar is the opposite. She doesn't care if the industry blackballed her for speaking out. She was going to call these people out no matter what. For that, I truly have love and respect for her and pray for her safety. However, I am The Truth Is, and my job is to reveal the truth and stand by the truth, whether the audience likes it or not. I have to call out the things that seem off when I see them. If I were to blindly support anyone just because I appreciate what they're doing, then I am deceiving those who come here for the truth. And that's exactly why I'm making this video today. Jaguar says some things that go completely against what I believe she stood for and represented. We have to talk about some of the things that Jaguar said in one of her interviews on the Real Life channel, which has left me with so many questions and concerns. Questions that I'm not expecting Jaguar to answer on my channel, but hopefully if she sees this, she will address it on any other channel. Jaguar, if you do see this, I have heard you mention my channel regarding the interview I did with publicist Jonathan Hay. Please don't take this as an attack, but just as a person who's concerned with what you truly represent. I am a Christian man, and I am loyal to Jesus Christ, his real name Yeshua, and that's who I serve. So I feel I have a duty to bring up some inconsistencies when it comes to Jaguar Wright. In this real life interview, Jaguar mentioned getting a Baphomet tattoo. She also mentioned covering up the Baphomet tattoo of a star. When the interview asked her why did she get this tattoo, Jaguar replied that she got this Baphomet tattoo for protection, but covered it up when her son died.
Let's go deeper. Let's go a little spiritual.
Sure.
Off camera, you talked about your tattoo.
Yeah.
Can you tell the people about your tattoo? I find that very interesting.
My star?
Yes.
It's a cover-up.
What's on the cover? What was before
it covered up the goat's mask that sat at the top of my spine.
What is that?
It was a Baphomet. It was a Baphomet.
It was a Baphomet.
And for the people that don't know what that is, can you explain what that is?
It is a symbol that you are protected by the devil and that you are one of the devil's own. No different than Black China had.
And what made you get this tattoo?
Protection.
Right.
I just wanted them to leave me alone.
And by having this tattoo, you were protected at the time?
Left alone.
Left alone.
They want you to wear their symbols. People don't understand that all of these things have a much greater meaning. They want you to feel loyalty. They want you to show the rest of the world that you believe in what they believe in. They tag us. Those who refuse to be tagged get persecuted. Those who choose to go along with it and pretend like it doesn't exist.
Can I ask you, what was your moment of clarity to even want to cover it up? Like, what was that moment of clarity for you to say?
My son's dead body. There is no protection.
Are there any other tattoos that we normally look at and be like, oh, that's cool, but it really has a deeper meaning?
A lot. You have to pay attention to the house they're coming from. You pay attention to the way the tags are set up. Me, it was the mask and horns, and then he added the smoke to try to make it look like it was more cartoonish or whatever, but it was what it was. You start etching these things into your skin and your DNA, it becomes a part of you. There is a spiritual aspect to all of this that people aren't recognizing. You know, there's a reason why everyone's wearing so much red these days. There's a reason why all of these checkered themes are coming. These are all Masonic totems and emblems.
You don't want to engrave your skin. Is there anything else that you can do to your body that shows that you're part of this?
Hurt it or give it up to be hurt. You know, a lot of people that end up at these wild parties and in these wild ceremonies, everyone's thinking, freak off, freak off, freak off. What you're not thinking is ritualistic sacrifice.
Right.
Whether or not you're offering up your sexuality or offering up your life force. It's energy. It's transfer.
As you heard for yourself, Jaguar Wright claims she got a tattoo of Baphomet for protection, hoping they would leave her alone. She claims she got the tattoo covered up when her son passed away. She goes on to claim that in the industry, they force you to get these tattoos and brand yourself. Now, you guys know I do a lot of research on the occult in order to expose it. The Baphomet symbol is one that I have fully studied because it's a very important symbol to many types of occultists. This is why I know that Jaguar isn't being honest about why she got this tattoo. Number one, Baphomet is not a symbol used by occultists for protection. That is not true at all. Baphomet isn't and was never a symbol of protection. It's a symbol of duality. The Baphomet symbol is a symbol connected to alchemy. It represents man and woman, human and beast coming together to become as God. The symbol represents the transformation of man to God by merging opposite forces. That's why Baphomet is half man, half woman, half beast, half human. On Baphomet's arms, you can see the tattoo Salve Coagula, which is an alchemic phrase that refers to the merging of opposite forces. Occultists use this symbol to show they have transcended and they believe themselves to be God. Baphomet is not a symbol of protection. Symbols of protections are symbols like the Solomon seal or the magic circle. So it just doesn't make any sense that she would say that she got the tattoo for protection. Now going off this alone, maybe she just didn't know what Baphomet meant, which I'm not so sure about because she goes on to bring up masonry and duality, which is what Baphomet truly represents. But I still wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt and think that maybe Jag doesn't know what Baphomet is. But after what I heard her say on the Too Strong platform, it changed the way I looked at her and my thoughts about the Baphomet comments. During a Q&A Jaguar was doing on the Too Strong platform, a viewer asked her about the situation where she threw her son's ashes at people. When asked about this, Jaguar seems to get upset and goes on a revealing rant that truly shocked and surprised me. After being asked this, she goes on to talk about how the Bible is full of truth and lies, which I don't agree with. She then claims that her throwing her son's ashes was a witchcraft ritual. She also claims that she's a witch by saying she knows Beyonce is a witch because it takes one to know one. She even claimed that if people knew what she really was, they would be afraid of her.
Ask Jaguar why she recorded herself throwing her dead son's ashes on people.
Well, I guess it's time to answer that last question as well. I do not practice the same form of spirituality that everyone else does. I follow Yeshua. I serve the Almighty Living God. And I acknowledge all sides of God. God the Father, God the Mother, and God the Son. I don't believe in doves, and I don't believe in lambs. I believe in the source that sources this world, the energy that sources us all. And I believe in the true words that were written down on tablet. Now, a lot of people read a book that they know is the Bible, and there's a lot of truth in it, just like Kim Porter's memoir. And it's also shrouded in a bunch of lies, just like Kim Porter's memoir. I think the problem with religion is that we spend too much time trying to figure out who got it right, rather than realizing we all got it right, and it's just the different lies that they put in it that make them different. I study the old ways. I study the ways that came before Yeshua was born. The things that I practice and the things that I know go back tens of thousands of years, not just a few hundred. Truth is I've studied every religion, and it led me to the truth. The truth is there is no religion. There's just God. And there is us. Now, there are some people that practice the things that I practice. And the beautiful thing about practicing the old ways is that it works. Whether you use it for good or whether you use it for evil. You think what I did with my son's ashes was so terrible? You want to know what I find most funny about that question? Nobody bothers to ask me what was happening before it or after it. People only want to know what happened in that short minute and a half. But there was a whole day of events that happened leading up to that. And even before that camera footage was taken, there was an hour of things that happened that nobody bothered to ask about. Nobody bothered to ask about what happened after that either. So what I will say is, whatever I choose to do with my DNA, I'll do with my DNA as per my right. As a law-abiding American citizen, I have the right to practice whatever religion I choose. Do I not, gentlemen?
Yeah, you do. You got that right. You surely do.
I also don't have to explain my religious practices to anybody as per the Constitution and the amendments. But if you really want to know what I did with those ashes, you should probably ask me everything that happened before and happened after, because all of it was witchcraft. Because all of it was witchcraft.
Because all of it was witchcraft.
All of it. Especially the things that happened before and the things that happened after. I'm so sick and tired. I gotta say this. I'm so sick and tired of you small-minded people. You're so small-minded. You think you're going to come here and ask a loaded question like that and not put it in proper context? See, what I am would terrify most of you if you actually knew. Matter of fact, if any of you actually knew what I truly am, you wouldn't ask me stupid questions like that at all. See, when you open the door to certain questions, you better be sure you're ready for the answer. And if you want to know how I know Beyonce is a witch, I'll say it as simple as this. Takes one to know one. Takes one to know one.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah, there it is. Now we know.
Here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got your questions answered. And this got real, real deep for you. But you asked for it. And you got what you was looking for, and there it is. And we'll go live tomorrow, and we'll discuss this.
Understand live. This, and please believe me. Just because you don't want to believe in the boogeyman don't mean he's real. But what I will say is this. There are those of us who know that the boogeyman ain't nothing more than a man. I don't answer to men.
Ladies and gentlemen. Wake up.
As you heard for yourself, Jaguar said some very alarming things that completely caught me off guard and changed the way I looked at her. I was fully behind Jaguar, but the things she stated in this interview truly disturbed me. Let's go over the things she stated. First, what she said about the Bible was truly alarming. Saying the Bible is a book of truths and lies is not true and is a major red flag. I believe the Bible is the words of God, especially if you're reading the older Bibles like the Geneva Bible. For someone to try and discredit the Bible, but at the same time state she's a follower of Jesus Christ is insane. Then she mentioned throwing her son's ashes was witchcraft. This was alarming to hear. I have heard many of you guys tell me that she did this on live and called her out for it. I never saw that live, and I figured there was an explanation for it. But after hearing her say it was witchcraft, I am shocked and left speechless. Witchcraft is forbidden by God. That's clear as day in the Bible. There is no such thing as good magic. It's all forbidden by God, no matter what you say. Anyone pushing the idea that witchcraft has two sides isn't following the laws of God and are wrong. If you practice witchcraft, you're an occultist. Now, the most alarming part of all of this is when she straight up admits that she's basically not a Christian and is a witch. Even though she says she follows Yeshua, she straight up implies that she's a witch, even threatening the people who asked the question about the ashes with her witch powers, telling them that if they knew who she was, they wouldn't have asked that question. This lets us know out of her own mouth, Jaguar isn't a Christian at all or a follower of Christ. Like she said out of her own mouth, she is a witch and believes in pagan religions from thousands of years ago. I was truly disappointed by this, and I can't help but look at Jag suspiciously now. If Jaguar sees this, I would like you to explain this. You don't owe me an explanation, but I believe you do all those who rally behind you, believing you to be a woman of God. When I first covered Jaguar, I posted a video of her claiming she left the Roots and the music industry behind because they were doing witchcraft.
See, Malik never left the Roots, but I did. I left the Roots. I left the Roots because I got sick and tired of people lying to me, looking me in my face and lying to me, promising me that they were going to keep their word. And when I always kept mine, they never kept theirs, promising me that everything that we were doing was to build the future. Like, I don't know if people have noticed about me. There's very few things in this world I actually care about. My blood, you know, like my children, the people that I bang with in my family, definitely music. You know, my respect for God goes beyond all of that, which was why it was hard leaving Richard Nichols. I'm a Christian. He's an atheist. How can I let him make life choices for me? I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
I do not practice the same form of spirituality that everyone else does. What I am would terrify most of you if you actually knew. Matter of fact, if any of you actually knew what I truly am, you wouldn't ask me stupid questions like that at all. See, when you open the door to certain questions, you better be sure you're ready for the answer. And if you want to know how I know Beyonce is a witch, I'll say it as simple as this. It takes one to know one.
I'm a Christian. He's an atheist. How can I let him make life choices for me? God, those choices are different. They mean different things. It's the only reason I walked away from Rich. And that goddamn pumpkin that I found in his room that night. No disrespect to nobody's religion. But, you know, I got all kinds of mixed stuff in my blood. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can call it Santeria, you can call it whatever you want to call it. If I start seeing stuff that looks like people got chicken bones in a closet somewhere and making all kinds of bad prayers, like if I see that, I'm out, yo. You under control of something else. You under control of a spirit that's not here, or at least not where I'm trying to be. In here, you know, you know, when you are the smartest man in the world and you don't realize you're being manipulated by black magic, that doesn't sound like that person can keep you safe either. It really doesn't. It just doesn't. I told you, from the second I seen that damn pumpkin, I was like, yeah, this is gonna be short lived with us. there's an end to our road. Oh yeah. I don't need it. I got people that I'm related to that. That's in all that crazy stuff, you know, messing around with blood and magic and brick dust and stuff like that. No. I asked him what the pumpkin was for. He told me the pumpkin was for posterity. I was like, he got gas. I see big hair in there. There's some kind of hair in there. I don't know what's going on in there, but there's some hair going back. Oh, Jag. Oh, stop being so, oh, don't be like that. It's just this. It's just that. You know, you can pour syrup on all day long. You won't make it pancakes. I promise you, it will never cake. You know that some people so desperately need their careers acknowledged. Some people so desperately need to be a part of the game that they're willing to overlook all kinds of things. Which is why my favorite scripture is the scripture that my father gave me. My father actually told me, Norman Wright Sr. told me, you're going to need this scripture because in the business that you chose to be in, it's going to be your everyday life. See, for they will not believe the truth. I will send them strong delusion and allow them to believe a lie. See, because they don't want to believe the truth. Because they want to be on TV so bad. Because they don't believe the truth. Because they want to stand next to the... They're standing next to the... on TV so bad.
As you heard for yourself, she admits she left the industry because she caught the Roots doing witchcraft. Now you admit that you do witchcraft yourself and aren't even a Christian. This brings me to the next issue. I saw this interview of Jaguar's son talking about Jag, and he referred to her as a demon, literally drawing a photo of a demon and calling it his mother.
Anything from the time, but basically,
okay.
I have the original drawing that captures everything that I view that my mother has become.
Okay.
I have a more quality version that I adapted into a
digital. This is a
picture.
Demon.
That is a succubus.
Okay, and this is an angel.
Yes, to put it in full visualization for everyone to articulate.
Okay.
That demon looks somewhat similar to a disheveled articulation of my mother. I had once believed that she was a good person infested by a hive of demons. But in actuality, no. She had converted into a full-on demoness
When I saw this, I thought maybe they just had family issues, but after hearing her say she's a witch who got a Baphomet tattoo, I believe there might be more to this. Jag, if you want to, you don't have to. Please explain yourself. Tell us the truth, because as of now, I can't continue to support you. I believe that you have exposed some truths, but I can't overlook what you're saying in these interviews. I know my support might not mean anything to you, and I'm okay with that. I honestly don't expect you to care about my opinion, but I have to do what God put me on this earth to do, expose the truth. I'm praying for you, Jaguar. I hope you find God, and I hope you leave the witchcraft behind. Well, I'ma end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.